因为我们今天请到一位啊，我们的讲员。
Today's speaker is actually an old friend of our church.
但是很多弟兄姊妹可能不认识他。
Many of you may not know him.
其实在过去大概有应该有大概十年左右的时间， yeah. 我们弗洛伍的团契一直在使用一个美国教会 Liberty Baptist 的 church， 他给我们场地让我们聚会。
Yeah, in about past 10 years, our Flow Fellowship has been using the Life Center of Liberty Baptist Church to have the fellowship gathering.
Yeah, 今天呢，Liberty Baptist Church 的 Pastor Mike Moku 来给我们今天我们正道。
So today, the pastor of the Liberty Baptist Church, Mr. Mike Moku, is going to preach to us today.
我们也非常感谢 Pastor Moku， 也感谢他们教会很多的弟兄姊妹，整个教会对我们教会其实过去大约十年左右的时间有很多的支持。
We really appreciate the help and support from Liberty Baptist Church and also from Pastor Moku to our ministry in the past years.
他们教会其实一直对我们很慷慨。
So they have been very generous to us.
给我们很多的恩典。
And many a lot of graces.
所以我们事实上已经是天国里面事工的同伴了。
Actually, we are partners in the heavenly ministry.
所以我们今天就很高兴请来 Pastor Moku， 我们就把时间交给 Pastor Moku。
So now we turn over to Pastor Moku.
Thank you for this opportunity to be here with you today.
感谢大家给我这个机会，来这里讲道。
During this, okay, we're good.During the singing, I was reminded of something that happened to me when I was a little boy.
刚才唱诗歌的时候，使我想到我小孩子的时候。
We had a family in our church that was in the military, and they had been part of our church, and then they got transferred to Japan for 2 years.
我们在教会里有一家人，他们是他家庭是军队的家庭，他们就到了日本。
And when they came back, they had a little girl that was my age, and in Sunday school.She sang "Jesus Loved Me" in Japanese.
当他们回来的时候，他们有一个女孩，就像我这么大岁数，在主日学的时候唱《耶稣爱我》是用日语唱的。
And when I got home, I was telling my mother about it. Said she sang in Japanese, but the music was in American.
我跟我母亲说，她唱的是日语，但是音乐是美国的。
So it's good to be with you today. It's great to be part of.Global Church of Jesus Christ, big church with a capital C, and to be with you today.
今天非常高兴，我们是神整个大家庭，全世界教会的一员。
And it's been our pleasure at Liberty Baptist Church to partner with you in your ministry, providing our facilities for you to do your teaching, your fellowship. And so we, on behalf of our church, say thank you for allowing us to be a part of what you are doing in the metro area.
我们也很荣幸作为 Liberty Baptist Church 成为你们宣教的一成员帮助你们，然后也感谢你们有给我们这样的机会。
Several years ago, I was standing on the sidewalk of a combination convenience store and Kentucky Fried Chicken store.
他说很多年前几年前，他站在一个商店和KFC 的这个车道的边上。
And in one hand I had a roll of paper towels, in the other hand I had a squirt bottle.
他说一个手里他拿的一个是纸巾，另外一个手里拿的是喷洗涤液的瓶子。
I was with a group, and we had been studying about a methodology of evangelism called servant evangelism.
我们在学习，而且在体验怎么样通过仆人的形式来传福音。
The idea was to do acts of kindness as a simple way to demonstrate God's love to the people.
这个理念就是说，通过简单的方式来服侍人，来彰显神的爱。
The group I was with, we had people at the gas pumps who were pumping gas as well as washing windshields.
我们同去的有人在这个加油的泵站边上帮人来加油，而且帮他洗，怕他们洗车窗。
And then there were others like myself who were standing on the sidewalk washing the windshields of the people going into the store
and the people going into the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
另外一些人就像我们一样站在路边手里拿着瓶子在给给那些人去商店以及去 KFC 吃饭的人洗车。
And we would give the people a little card that said, we hope washing your windshield today has brightened your day.
我们给这些人一个卡片上面写的说我们今天给你洗车但愿能够使你今天很快乐。
We simply wanted to share God's love with you in a practical way.
我们只是想用一个特实际的方式来跟你分享神的爱。
I was standing on the sidewalk washing the windshields of the people going into the KFC.
所以我站在路边在给这些人洗车窗。
A lady pulls in and gets out of her car and she's heading into the KFC entrance.
有一个女士呢她就下了车要到 KFC 去吃饭。
And I ask her, I would like to wash your windshields, no strings attached.
她说我问她说我想给你洗一下车窗没有任何其他条件。
And she said to me,Do whatever you want.
他说你想做什么就做什么。
And while she was in the store, I washed the front, back, and side windshields of her car.
当他在这个里面吃饭的时候，我就给他把所有的前窗、后窗以及侧窗都洗干净。
And when she came out with her bag of chicken, she stopped and she looked at her car.
当他拿着买好的鸡出来看到他的车的时候
，And she said, "You did it."
他说你真的做了。
You washed my windshields.
你真的给我洗车玻璃了。
And I said, yes, it was just a simple way of letting you know that Jesus loves you.
这只是一个简单的方式告诉你说耶稣爱你。
And she turned to me and said, this is the kindest thing anyone has ever done for me.
她对我说这是人所对我做过最友好的事。
And before I could say anything else, she got in her car and drove away.
我还没有说其他的话她就进了车然后开走了。
I've thought of that woman many times.
我后来思想了很多次关于这个妇人。
What kind of life had she led that someone washing her windshield was the kindest act that she had ever experienced?
她过了一个怎样的生活？就是有人洗一下她的车窗，她觉得是她对她最好的一件事。
And the question is, why on a Wednesday was I standing on the sidewalk outside of a KFC store?
Excuse me, say it again.
Okay.
Can you say it again?
Yes. The question is, why on a Wednesday?Am I standing on the sidewalk of a KFC store?
他在想说，为什么我在星期三站在KFC 这个 KFC 的路边上？
Jesus was very clear in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15.
耶稣基督在约翰福音十四章的十五节讲得非常明白。
If you love me, keep my commandments.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And I will ask the Father.
我要求父
and he will give you another counselor to help you to, and be with you forever.
我父就另外赐给你们一位保护师叫他永远与你们同在
He is the spirit of truth.
这就是真理的圣灵
Jesus was once asked, what is the greatest commandment?
有人问耶稣说最大的诫命是什么
And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.And with all your mind.
耶稣基督回答说要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
This is the first and the greatest commandment.
这是第一条也是最大的诫命。
And the second is like it.
第二条也相仿。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
And all the law and the prophets hang on these two commands.
所有旧约的律法的精髓都在这两条诫命上。
This is from Matthew 22:37-40.
这就是马太福音22章36-37节所讲。
The greatest command Jesus said is to love God first.
所以耶稣基督讲的最大的诫命就是首先要爱神。
And equal to it is to love our neighbors.
同样也要爱我们的邻舍。
It's important to note how Jesus listed the commandments.
我们要非常小心注意耶稣基督怎样来列这些诫命。
It is only by loving God that man becomes lovable.
只有你爱神的时候，你才能够爱人。
To me, the most powerful statement that Jesus makes in these verses is.
对于我来说，耶稣基督在这里所说的最重要的一点是。
When he says all the law and the prophets hang on these two commands.
他说所有的律法和先知的精髓都在这两句话里。
The power of that statement.
所以这就是这句话的。
Everything in Scripture Jesus was saying is about relationships.
在圣经里耶稣所讲的都是关于关系。
First is relationship with God.
第一个就是与神的关系。
So in your Bible, in Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 4,
在你圣经当中马太福音十八章 chapter 18 verses
1 through 4,
一到四节，马太福音十八章一到四节。
The disciples asked Jesus an interesting question.
这些门徒问耶稣一个非常有趣的问题。
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked,
他们来，那，当时门徒进前来问耶稣，
Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
天国里谁是最大的？
And this is how Jesus responded.
耶稣是这样回答的。
He called a little child to him.
他叫一个小孩子来。
And he placed the child in the middle.
所以他把这小孩子放在他们当中。
And he said, Truly I tell you,
我实在告诉你们，
unless you turn and become like little children,
你们若不悔改，变成小孩子的样式，
you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
断不能进天国。
Therefore,Whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
So who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven really means what behavior is acceptable.
谁在天国里最大的这个问题，真正的意思就是什么样的行为是可以接受的。
First, Jesus says, unless you turn, indicates that they were going in the wrong direction.
耶稣基督这里说你们若不 悔改意思就是说你们在向一个错误的方向行走。
Whatever their thoughts were and whatever their behavior was,
不管他们的思想以及他们的行为。
Whatever their beliefs were, they were not going in the direction that would lead them to the kingdom.
也不管他们相信什么，他们实际上不是走在一条通往天国的方向。
The question is in life, what are you aiming at?
所以在我们生命当中最大的问题是我们的目标是什么。
If you are aiming at the fulfillment of personal ambition,
如果你是想得到个人的雄心的满足，
the attainment of personal power,
以及得到个人的权利，
the enjoyment of personal status,
以及你享受个人的地位，
the declaration of self,
或者是自我的表达，
then you are aiming at precisely the opposite direction of the kingdom of heaven.
实际上你的目标与神国的方向，天国的方向恰恰相反。
To become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven means forgetting of self.
要变成天国的子民，就意味着你要放弃自己。
It is the destruction of self.
实际上就是自我的毁灭。
It is the spending of self for a life which aims at service and not at power or position.
而是说把你的生命花在服侍，而不是去争夺权利。
So long as man considers his own self as the most important thing in the world, his back is turned to the kingdom.
如果一个人把自己考虑的是世界上最重要的话，他已经把他的背转向了神。
To reach the kingdom, a person must turn around and take on the qualities of a child.
所以要想进天国，人必须回转，要像孩子的样式。
The first quality is a child is humble.
所以孩子的第一个品格就是他非常的谦卑。
Most children do not wish to push themselves forward. Rather, normally, they wish to fade into the background.
大部分的孩子都是不是要自己要站在前头，而常常会在躲在后头。
Second, a child is dependent.
第二，孩子是有要依赖于其他人。
To a child, a state of dependence is perfectly natural.
作为孩子，他的依赖实际上是很自然的。
He never thinks that he can face life by himself.
他们也从来不认为自己可以单独来面对生活。
He is content to be dependent on those who love him and care for him.
他们以依赖于这些爱他们、关怀他们的人为满足。
If we could learn to accept the fact of our dependence on God,
同样我们可以也学习我们对神的依赖。
We would experience a new strength and a new peace in our lives.
如果我们像孩子那样依赖神的话，我们就会体会到新的平安以及新的能力。
The third quality is a child's trust.
孩子的第三个品格就是他有一个孩子般的信任。
A child is instinctively dependent, and just as instinctively, he trusts his parents that his needs will be met.
他本性就是依靠父母，而且完全相信父母，他的需要可以得到满足。
A child cannot buy his own clothes, food, shoes, or maintain his own home.
小孩子不需要担心他的吃穿以及他的住的地方。
Yet he never doubts that these things will be provided for him.
他从来不怀疑这些是东西都他的父母都会供应他。
This is how God wants us to come to him.
这就是神要我们如何来到他的面前。
Come to God with humility, without pride, arrogance, or pretense.
我们来到神的面前，谦卑，没有任何没有任何骄傲，也没有任何pretense.没有虚假，没有虚假。
Okay. James 4:10 says, Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
雅各书第四章说，你们在神面前谦卑，神必叫你们升高。
Depend upon God for everything.
所以要在各样的事上依靠神。
Matthew 6:25 says, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life.
在马太福音六章25节说，因此我告诉你们，不要为生活忧虑。
Then trust in Jesus, and it says in Proverbs 3:5-6.
所以在这个箴言三章五到六节这样说。
Trust in the Lord and lead not on your own understanding.
你们要信靠耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明。
But all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
在一切所行的路上都信靠他，他就必指引你的路。
Do these words describe your relationship with Jesus?
这些话是不是来能够描述你和耶稣基督的关系呢？
Jesus said, "This is what it means to believe in Him."
耶稣说，相信他就意味着这样。
Come to Him in humility.
以谦卑来到他的面前。
And put your complete trust and obedience in Him and for everything.
把你完全的相信，完全的依靠都放在他面前。
Because the reward is eternal life with Jesus in heaven.
所以你的回报就是在耶稣基督里。
And if you've never done that, I pray that you would do that today.
你的回报就是在耶稣基督里的永远的天国。如果你今天还没有做的话，我希望你能够愿意这样做。
For God so loves you that he sent his only son, that if you would believe in him, you would have eternal life.
因为神如此的爱你，他把他的独生子赐给你，你只要相信他就可以得到永生。
God's great love for you was accomplished through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
神对你最大的爱实现在耶稣基督死在十字架上，而且被埋葬，而且复活。
For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to God except through him.
因为耶稣基督是道路、真理和生命，如果不借着他，没有人能来到父面前。
It's all about faith, independence, and trust in Jesus.
所以我们的信心建立在我们对耶稣基督的相信。
God's will is that none should perish, but that everyone would believe.
神的心意是不让一人存留，但人人都得救。
Jesus said, "If you love me, obey me."
耶稣说，你若爱我，就遵守我的命令。
How do you love Jesus today?
你今天爱耶稣吗？
Is it out of a sense of obligation? I have to.
是因为我必须这样做，是出于一种责任呢？
Or out of a sense of gratitude, I get to.
还是因为出于一种感恩，就是我应该这样做。
Jesus is saying the measure of your love for me is demonstrated by the level of your obedience to my commands.
耶稣基督说，你对我爱的程度是通过你对我的命令顺服的程度来测量的。
On living a sacrificial Christian life through serving others.
是过一个牺牲的基督徒的生活来服侍其他的人。
In the passage of John, Jesus is telling us that our love for him will be revealed through our obedience.
在约翰福音里边，耶稣基督说，我们爱他是要遵守他的诫命。
The second command, Jesus said, is to love your neighbor and is equal to the first because it is the practical living out of our relationship with God.
第二个诫命，主耶稣说，也就是第一个诫命，同样就是如何把我们对神的爱活出来，爱人如己。
To be truly religious is to love God and to love the men whom God made in His own image.
真正的敬虔就是爱神，并且爱神按照他自己的形象所创造的人。
In our culture of social media, texting,
在我们的文化当中，这些社交媒体这个短讯
，email, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat，
所有这些 social media 啊 ，email, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever.
We may be socially connected, but we are not relationally connected.
我们也许通过社交互相联络，但是并没有真正在感情上有联络。
The relationships described in the Bible were face-to-face relationships.
在圣经上讲的关系是面对面的关系。
And God desires a personal, intimate relationship with us.
神希望我们跟他有一个面对面的个人之间的关系。
Which means He knows us.
因为他知道我们。
He knows everything about us, and He wants us to know Him also.
他实际上知道我们一切的事，他也希望我们能够知道他。
Man was not meant to live in isolation.
人不是被神创造是单独而生活的。
He was meant to live in face-to-face relationships.
人是要有和其他人面对面的关系。
The idea of living in relationships with others is to live ready to give practical service to those in need.
跟其他人关系就是说你要来做好准备来服侍他满足他的需要。
But service begins with the right attitude.
所以这个服侍是首先开始以一个正确的态度。
In the 13th chapter of John, we have the story of Jesus' last Passover meal with his disciples.
在约翰福音第十三章记载了主耶稣基督最后的逾越节的晚餐。
In the story, Jesus and the disciples assemble in the upper room for the meal.
在这个故事当中，主耶稣和他的门徒在这个上面的屋里呢，聚集要吃逾越节的晚餐。
It says in the story that Jesus, knowing that he was going to be with his Father soon, decided to show the disciples how much he loved them.
这故事说耶稣基督要知道要很快与他的到他父那里，所以他要给这些门徒显示他如何爱他们。
So Jesus takes off his outer clothing and wraps a towel around his waist and begins to wash the feet of the disciples.
所以耶稣基督脱去他的外袍，然后把手巾系在腰上，开始洗他们的脚。
When he had finished, this is what he said.
当他结束的时候，他这样说。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet,
他说我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚。
You also should wash one another's feet.
你们也要彼此洗脚。
I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去行。
Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master.
我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人。
Nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him.
差人也不能大于差他的人。
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
你们既然知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Here's what Jesus was telling them.
所以耶稣基督这里所讲的是
If I, your Lord, can get down on my knees and do the task of the least servant in the house.
我既然是你们的主，而且愿意跪下来，来做一个，在这家中做一个最小的仆人，来洗你们的脚。
You are not too good to get down on your knees and do the same.
你呢也不至于好到程度说你不能够跪下来做同样的事。
Do you feel like there are tasks in which you are too good to do?
你觉得有任何的事情你是太高贵以至于不能做吗？
Are there people you feel are below you and don't deserve your time or attention?
有没有一些人你觉得他跟你对你来说太低下以至于你不愿意去关怀他？
And Jesus told the disciples, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
所以主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你们既然知道这事，若去行，就有福了。
Look again, in John 14, 15 through 17.
所以在约翰福音十四章十五节到十七节。
Remember, Jesus said, if you love me, you will do what I have commanded.
大家还记得耶稣说，你若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
He says, if you are willing to do what I have commanded, I will ask my Father to send you a counselor who will be the Spirit of truth.
他说，如果你愿意照着我的命令去行，我就祷告我天上的父，给你们派一位保护师。 他要与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。
The idea of a counselor is someone who will stand by you to give you advice and direction and help at all times.
保护师就是一个站在你身边，常常来指导你、帮助你的人。
And the Spirit of Truth is the one that guides us in God's truth, and He gives us clarity of what God desires for us to do.
所以，真理的圣灵就是神帮助我们明白神要我们做的事。
It is that voice in our heads that lets us know when we have messed up, we feel guilty, or know what we need to do.
Sorry, I didn't get it.
You get all that? All right, the Spirit of Truth is the one who guides us in God's... Okay, it is that voice in our heads...
Oh, yeah, that's a voice, okay.
Yeah.
他就说这是在我们脑海里的一个声音，神提醒我们应该如何做。
That lets us know when we've messed up, feel guilty, or need to act.
这个声音在我们做错事的时候，我们有罪恶感的时候，告诉我们如何去做。
On one Thanksgiving, my mom came to stay with us.
有一感恩节，我的母亲要来和我们一起同住。
We lived in Central Kentucky at the time, and she lived in Memphis, Tennessee.
我们当时在肯德基的中部，她在孟菲斯住。
My mom rode the bus from Memphis to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
所以我的母亲坐的公车就从孟菲斯到了 Bowling Green那个地方， Kentucky.
It was late evening when she arrived.
所以她到的时候已经是下午，傍晚了。After
eating supper that evening, we began the 40-mile journey home.
当我们吃完晚饭的时候，我们就开始还有40里的路要到家里。And
by this time, it was dark, and it's very cold in Kentucky in November.
我们知道在11月份在肯德基，这个时候是非常冷。By
being late on a Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving, there were no other cars on the four-lane highway.
因为是感恩节前。 而且是很晚了，所以在这个高速公路上没有其他的车。
And the parkway between Bowling Green and our home was very hilly.
所以在这条路呢，从 Bowling Green 到我们家是非常起伏的一条路。
As I topped one hill, I could see very far in the distance the blinking taillights of a vehicle on the side of the road.
当我开到一个坡顶的时候，我看到很远地方有一辆车在路边，它的尾灯在闪。
And at that time, a voice in my head began to tell me to stop.
所以那个时候，在我脑子里有一个声音说，告诉我说你要停下来。
And I had learned a long time ago not to stop and pick up hitchhikers.
但是我很早以前就有人告诉我说，不要停下来去拉那些劫车的人。
So this was contrary to my normal behavior.
所以这跟我平常的行为是相反的。
And my mom is a very nervous person, and I knew she would panic at the thought of stopping.
我母亲是一个非常胆小的人，我想如果我要停下来，她也会很着急。But
as we got closer, the voice got louder.
但是当我们越来越近的时候，我的脑海里的声音就越来越大。And
as we neared the vehicle, I could see that it was a rental truck, and a man was standing in the front headlights, waving his arms.
当我接近的车的时候，我发现这是一个租的一个卡车，而且这个人站在车边上招手。And
as we got to the truck, I slowed down, and my mom said, "What are you doing?"
当我们到了卡车边上，我就慢下来。我的母亲说：“你在做什么？”
I said, "I'm going to stop and see what's going on."
我说：“我要停下来看看有什么事。”
the man came up to our car and told us that the truck was broke down.
这个人就来到我们车边说他的卡车坏了。And
he wanted to know if we could take him to the next toll booth.
他想知道说我们能不能把他带到下一个收费站。And
we were the first car he had seen on our side of his side of the road in over an hour.
他说，在过去一个小时，你们是第一辆车他所看见的。And
I told him, "Yes, we could take him to the toll booth."
我说可以，我可以带你们带你去那个收费站。And
he said, "Well, I need to go tell my wife who was in the truck with their 3-month-old baby."
他说，等一等，我要去告诉我的太太，她和三个月的孩子在车里。And
we said, "There's no way you're going to leave your wife and the baby in the truck. You're coming with us."
我说不行，你不能把你的太太和孩子放在车里啊！你要跟我们一起走。
So it turned out they were moving from Nashville, Tennessee to Owensboro, Kentucky to manage a religious camp.
实际上他们是从田纳西到肯德基要去组织一个宗教的聚会。
He said, "If you would just take us to the toll booth, we can call the camp owner and the rental truck company."
如果你把我带到了这个收费站，我就可以从那里给这个营会的人打电话，他们来帮助我。
We offered to take them on to Owensboro, which was about 35 miles north of where we lived.
我们实际上是愿意把他们一直送到那个他们要去的地方，就是三十迈的，离我们家三十迈的地方。
But they said no, the toll booth would be sufficient, and so we dropped them off at the toll booth.
但是他们说只要到了收费站就可以了，所以我们就把他们放在了收费站。
So as we drove off, my mom wanted to know what made you stop.
当我们在开车走的时候，我妈就问我说，什么使你能够停下来？
And all I could say was God told me to.
我只能说是神让我停下来。
And she said, I'm glad you did.
她说我很高兴你真的这样做了。
So this is true for individuals, but this is also true that God tells us these things, these opportunities to do.
对于我们个人，这是真实的，神给我们这样的机会让我们去做。
Ephesians 3:10 says, God's plan for revealing the gospel to the world is the church.
所以在以弗所书里说，神啊，神的心愿就是借着教会来彰显他的福音。
A few years ago, several members of Liberty were in Fort Worth, Texas, serving the inner city ministry to the homeless.
几年前，他们教会 Liberty Church 有一些人去了Texas,
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth, Texas, 德克萨斯州的那个城市，在那里呢，帮助无家可归的人。
Early each morning, we would go to the streets and serve water, coffee, and donuts to the homeless.
每天早上我们都去到街上去给那些无家可归的人去咖啡 donut 还有水给他们提供。
And we would invite the homeless to come back to the church for a worship service and lunch.
然后就邀请他们回到教会来一起敬拜一起吃午饭。
On one morning, one of our men engaged a young woman named Jenny and invited her to come with us.
有一天早上我们当中的一个人和另外一个有一个妇女叫 Jenny来谈话，邀请他来参加教会的聚会。
But she refused. She said she had to go up the street to find someone to get a bus ticket back home to Memphis.
她拒绝了。她说她要去找一个人帮她买一张票，车票。她要回孟菲斯。
Yeah. But as we were getting back on the bus to go to the worship service and lunch, she came back and got on the bus with us.
当我们上了车准备去参加教会的崇拜并且吃午饭的时候，他又回来了，而且上了车。
And then she told us her story on the bus ride.
在车上他告诉了我们有关他的故事。
She came to Fort Worth to see her sister.
他来到 Fort Worth 就要看他的姐姐还是妹妹。
During the evening, she'd gotten into an argument with her sister's boyfriend.
但是晚上呢，他就跟他的姐姐的男朋友发生了争执。
And he told her to pack her stuff, and she was not going to stay with them.
他就告诉他，让他把他的东西拿上，不让他和他们一起居住。
He took her to a homeless shelter in downtown Fort Worth and dropped her on the street.
所以他就把他带到了在一个市中心的一个无家可归的中心，然后就把他放在了那路边。
She was able to get a bed in the shelter, but that night someone stole her shoes.
他在这个无家可归中心呢，他有一张床可以睡觉，但是有人偷了他的鞋子。
She told us she had never been so afraid in her life.
她说她从来没有这样害怕过，在她的生命当中。
This was the first time she had ever been on the streets.
这是她第一次在街头啊。
When we got to the church, the bus driver who had overheard her story pulled us aside and told us not to let her go back to the streets.
当我们在谈话的时候，那开车的司机就停下来告诉我们说
，There were already several men who were surrounding her.
不要把他再让他去回到街上，因为他已经注意到有很多的人，好几个男人在他的周围。
So he told us that if she went back to the street, she would probably be kidnapped in sex trafficking.
如果他要再回到街头的话，他可能会被绑架，成为性奴。
So the rest of the story is we kept her with us the rest of the day.
所以呢，我们就让她和我们待在一起。
Several of the ladies helped her get cleaned up and found her shoes that would fit.
所以几个姊妹就和她让她把她清理干净，给她找到了一双鞋。
So the kind of the end of this story is we bought her a ticket back to Memphis and made sure that she got on the bus toward home.
所以故事的结局就是我们为她买了票，然后呢让她回到。
And her comment to us was, I have never been around a group of people like you. I have never been treated so kindly.
他对我们的评价就是我从来没有有过跟你们这样一群人接触，而且我从来没有人从来没有对我这么好过。
Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do."
所以以弗所书第二章第十节说，我们是神的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们行的。
God has created us. God has saved us. God has given us personality, talents, and abilities.
所以神创造了我们，他拯救了我们，他也给了我们独特的个性，可以去服侍人。
Within the context of our personality, talents, and abilities, God has a work for us to accomplish for His kingdom.
我们的个性，我们的能力当中，神有他的旨意，让我们去做他的工。
God has not asked us to do something for Him that He has not equipped us to do.
神也从来不会让我们去做我们不能做的事。
The church is us as we gather together today.
所以我们作为教会今天聚集的时候。
And the church is each individual person.
也就是每一个教会的每一个成员。
And when we leave here, every one of us is going to go to a different place.
当我们离开这里的时候，我们会到不同的地方。
That place that you are going is not a random location.
你要去的地方不是一个偶然的地方。
God's plan A for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the world is you and me.
神的计划 A 就是第一个计划，就是通过你和我来向别人分享他的大好的消息。
My world and your world are where we live, work, and play.
所以你和我的世界就是我们在那里生活、工作以及像与。
And God has no plan B to accomplish this task.
但是神没有第二个计划，也没有 plan B 啊，只有 plan A.
The Apostle Paul calls us ambassadors in 2 Corinthians 5:20.
所以在提摩太在哥林多后书第五章第二十节使徒保罗称之为使徒，基督的使徒。
We are ambassadors for Christ, as though through whom God is reconciling the world to Himself.
我们是基督的使徒，神借着我们使世界与他和好。
It's important to understand what God has saved us from and to what He has called us to do.
我们非常重要，就是我们要知道说神从哪里把我们拯救，让我们去做什么。
Christians, if we really want our world to be better, we have to be better.
作为基督徒，你真的想要我们世界更好吗？我们自己应该更好。
Jesus said, "The fields are white unto harvest. Pray that God will send out the laborers."
主耶稣说，庄稼已经发白，去祷告庄稼的手。去求告庄稼的主，去打发工人收割庄稼。
The turning that Jesus said must happen, which the Apostle Paul referred to as transforming our minds, begins with a change in how we think.
所以主耶稣讲的就是保罗所说的，我们要改变我们的想法。首先要做的是改变我们的想法。
Before we knew Christ, we thought as the world thinks.
当我们认识耶稣之前，认识基督之前，我们想的都是世界上的事。
But now that we know Christ as our personal Savior, we must learn to think as God thinks.
我们现在让耶稣基督做我们的救主，我们想的是主耶稣要我们想。
That comes from reading God's Word on a daily basis.
这要通过每天都读神的话。
When we change our thinking, we change our behavior.
当我们改变了我们的想法，我们就会改变我们的行为。
The problem with Christianity in America is that most Christians don't look any different than the culture where they live.
在美国，基督教的一个很大的问题就是，基督徒跟他所生活的世界的文化没有两样。
We say the same things non-Christians say.
非基督徒所说的，我们也去说。
Watch what non-Christians watch.
非基督徒所看的，我们也看。
Read what non-Christians read.
非基督徒所读的，我们也读。
And go to the same places non-Christians go.
非基督徒所去的地方，我们也去。
This makes our non-Christian friends or even just acquaintances say, "You are no different than me. Why do I need Jesus?"
让这些非基督徒朋友说，你和我没什么区别，我为什么要耶稣？
The issue with the decline of the evangelical church in America is that we have churches that are full of people with the knowledge of the Bible.But are not living in obedience to the commands of the Bible.
今天福音派在美国福音派教会的一个重大的问题就是说，有很多的人只有关于神的知识，却没有这个顺服的心， 去活出神的心愿。
So my question for you today is this. What percentage of the Bible you know are you living in obedience?
我今天给大家的问题是，你所知道的圣经上的经文的有百分之多少你是顺服去活出来？
What the world needs are Christians who are doers of the word and not just hearers only.
我们需要的基督徒是去行道的人，而不是听道的人。
James 1:22-25 says this.
雅各书第一章22-25这样说。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
不要单单是听到欺哄自己，而是要去行道。
But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom.
去细查的I need to follow up. I guess. James 1:22-25. Read through? Okay.
Did you read 25?
I read, yeah.
Okay. All right. For those who hear and obey, God says there is a promise.
我们听到而且去寻道的时候，神有一个应许。
And the promise is, if you do what the word says, they will be blessed in what they do.
神的应许就是说，你去顺服神的话，你就会得到神的祝福。
It is in the doing that we receive the blessing.
在行出来的时候，我们在行的事上就必得祝福。
And Jesus said, but in John 14:31, Jesus says,
所以在约翰福音第14:31，主耶稣说
，Jesus says, but the world must learn that I love the Father and I do exactly what my Father has commanded me.
但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。
Jesus did everything the Father asked him to do. He did not disobey at any time.
所以父神让他做的事，他完全去做，从来没有违背过。
Even when he asked the Father to let this cup pass from me, he was obedient even to die for our sins on the cross.
尽管他让天父使这个杯离开他，但是他还是为我们的缘故死在十字架上。
Because Jesus was obedient in everything the Father asked him to do, he expects nothing less from us.
因为主耶稣是顺服神的旨意，神所父神所要的，他完全去做，所以他也希望我们这样行。
So here's the point. Here's what is needed.
所以这是我们所需要的。
Most of us live in fear that God is going to ask us to do something that is beyond our ability.
有很多人有惧怕的心理，因为他觉得神要我们去做超出我们能力所做的事。
Whatever God asks us to do, Jesus says in John 15:23.He has promised that He, the Father, and the Holy Spirit will be with us.
主耶稣不论让我们去做什么，就像在约翰福音十五章所应许的，他以及天父以及圣灵将与我们同在。
Love for Jesus is demonstrated not only in knowledge of the Scriptures, but also in the practical sacrificial living out of the commands of Scriptures.
耶稣基督的爱不单单是让通过知道这个圣经，而且是要用牺牲的基督徒的生活来活出顺服神的话。
In Matthew chapter 25, verses 31-36,
在马太福音25:35-36,
note here in this passage that Jesus does not judge the people on what they know.
这里边主耶稣不是来通过他们所知道的来审判这些人。
He judges them on the simple things of life.
他是用一些简单的生活当中的事情来审判他们。
Verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne.
31节马太福音25:31说，当人子在荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
万民都要聚集在他那里，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊。
And he will put the
sheep.
Okay. Yeah. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left.
他要把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
And the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world."
于是王向右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的果。
For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
因为我渴饿了，你给我吃。
I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink.
渴了，你给我喝。
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
我做客旅，你们留我住。
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿。
I was sick and you looked after me.
我病了，你们看过我。
I was in prison and you came to visit me.
我在监里，你们来看我。
According to the passage, at the final judgment, we are not going to be tested on our knowledge of the Bible.
根据这段经文，在我们最后的审判的时候，神不会测验我们知道多少关于圣经。
We'll be judged, however, on what we did with what we knew.
而是要通过我们根据我们所知道的做了多少。
Did we put into practice the commands of Jesus?
我们是不是把耶稣基督的命令应在实践在生活当中？
In verse 40, it is the righteous are those who are humble, those who are dependent on God to provide.
就是这些义人就会问他说，我们怎么什么时候看到你像那样的，就是没有吃赤身露体在监里等等。
And Jesus' reply was, "When you did it to the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me."
主耶稣回答说，你这些事你既做在我弟兄中最小的一个身上，就是做在我身上。
These brothers of mine, Jesus meant anyone in need.
这些他的弟兄就是任何一个有需要的人。
It's interesting to note because serving others was such a natural expression of who they were, they did not even realize that what they were doing was special to Jesus.
就是这些人他们去帮助其他有需要的人的时候，成为一种自然的品格，他们甚至不知道是坐在耶稣的身上。
They did not ask questions of who the people were. They just met the need.
他们也从来不问这些人是什么，他们只是去满足他们的需要。
Our neighbors mean anyone who is in need.
所以我们的邻舍就是任何有需要的人。
Not just those who look like us, dress like us, or talk like us.
不单单是这些跟我们穿戴一样，跟我们讲话一样，看上去像我们的人。
This is exactly what Jesus expects from us.
这就是耶稣基督希望我们去做的。
No second guessing.
不要去猜测。
No wondering what if.
也不要去问为如果。
No hesitation based on color or nationality.
也不要因为肤色和种族就有疑虑。
What opportunity God reveals, he expects action.
当机会呈现在我们面前的时候，神需要我们行动。
Not to act is to miss being a blessing and receiving a blessing.
而且是不是说要去得祝福，而且是要去祝福人。
The Christian servants are always looking for opportunities because it is their nature as a servant.
所以主耶稣基督的仆人总是在去寻找一些机会，因为他的本性就是仆人。
But in verses 41 to 45, Jesus says to those on his left.
所以在41到45节的时候，主耶稣对他左边的人这样说。
What you did not do for the least of these brothers of mine, you did not do for me.
你不坐在弟兄当中最小的一个身上，你也不坐在我的身上。
Therefore, you will go away for eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
所以你要往永生里去，那一些义人要往永生里去。
For all Christians, God has a plan for our lives.
Say it again.
For all Christians, God has a plan for our lives.
所有的基督徒都神带着我们生命当中都有一个计划。
It's a simple plan, and God's plan for our life is to serve Jesus by serving others.
这个计划很简单，就是神在我们身上的计划，就是让我们通过服侍别人去服侍耶稣基督。
And you are right in the middle of that plan now.
所以你在这个计划的当中。
God wants us to serve others where we are, not at some later time or place.
神要我们就在我们现在所在的地方去服侍别人，而不是将来的某个时间。
God has purposely placed every Christian exactly where He wants them at this time and season.
神已经把每个基督徒放在他要放的地方。
Because God has purposely placed us, He expects us to make a difference for His kingdom where we are right now.
因为神有计划的把我们放在我们现在所放的位置，要 达成他的目的目标目标。
He expects us to make where we are a better place because we are there.
他希望我们所在地方能够成为更好的地方，因为我们在这里。
He may be asking you to make your apartment complex, neighborhood, or school a better place.
他也许让你把你的所住的公寓楼、楼、你的学校，或者是其他地方变成更好的，你的办公室变成更好的地方。
He is asking us to influence people's lives for eternity with the gospel where we live, work, and play.
他要求我们在我们所工作、生活和娱乐的地方，能够使人得到永远的福音。
God wants us in humility, dependence, and trust to make an eternal difference in someone's life today.
神要我们能够谦卑，能够顺服，能够在他面前。Say it again.
God wants us in humility, dependence, and trust to make an eternal difference in someone's life today.
神今天就让我们通过谦卑通过顺服，通过信号，来改变其他人的生命。
Who do you know that needs the touch of Jesus today?Do you see their face and do you know their name?
你今天知道谁需要你来借着耶稣来帮助他？你知道他的名字？你知道他在哪里吗？
Are you open to the divine appointment God puts into your path?
你对神所给你提供的这个神圣的机会开放吗？
The lady on the sidewalk, the family broken down on the highway, the young woman on the streets of Fort Worth were all divine appointments.
刚才他讲到的那个在路边的那个女士，以及在路上车坏了的那个人，以及后来他们去在孟菲斯见到那个监理，都是神圣的约定。
In each of those cases, when the woman said, "Do whatever you want," I could have just stood there and said, "Okay, if you feel that way, I won't clean your windshield."
如果那个女士说你随便想做就做的话，如果我因为她的态度不去做的话。
I could have easily just driven past the broken down truck.
我也可以很轻易的就忽略那个在边上停坏了卡车坏了的人。
We could have just easily chosen not to help Jenny.
我们也可以很容易的去选择不去帮助那个 Jenny.
Serving is about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, and being obedient to the commands of Christ.
所以服事呢，就是要顺服，对圣灵敏感，顺服。耶稣基督的带领。
Do you see yourself as a missionary to America?
你有没有觉得自己是来美国的宣教士？
Because God wants to use you right now where you are.
因为神要使用你，就是你现在所在的地方。
So here's my challenge for today.
所以今天我对大家的挑战是：
First, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
第一，你和耶稣基督有没有一个单独的？
Have you ever asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior?
你有没有耶稣基督作为你的主？
Why would you not?
Yeah.
Why would you not do so today?
如果你还没有的话，你今天应该去做。
Are you willing to put aside self and come to Him as a little child in humility and total dependence and trust?
你愿不愿意把自己像一个孩子一样放在他的面前来完全信靠他，依赖他？
Are you willing to put aside self and serve others where you live, work, and play as the Holy Spirit reveals those opportunities to you?
你愿不愿意放弃自己去帮助别人，不管是你在工作、学习？还任何其他的地方。
Are there sins you need to confess to Jesus today in order to restore your relationship with Him?
有没有一些罪你要今天向耶稣基督所承认，因此你可以恢复与他的关系？
Jesus said, "If you love me, obey my commandments."
耶稣说，你要爱我，就必遵守我的诫命。
Do you know what Jesus' last commandment to the Christians was before he left heaven to go to earth?
你知道耶稣基督在升天之前对基督徒最后一项诫命是什么吗？
As you go, make disciples. Teach them everything I have commanded you.
你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，教导他们我所教导你们的。
And His promise to us.
所以他对我们所应许的。
You will be blessed if you do.
你要去做，就必蒙福。
Thank you for this opportunity to come and share God's word with you today. I pray that you were blessed by these words.
感谢主给我机会来分享神的话，我也盼望大家能够得到祝福。